chop? Put away your harmonica, honey. Lamb chop, come on. Put away your harmonica now.
Lamb chop, will you stop playing?
Sweetheart, it isn't polite to walk into somebody's house like this for the first time playing on a harmonica. It looks like you're showing off.
I am not showing off. I just don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, Lamb Chop, come on now. You're not shy.
Well,
now, what does that mean?
Well, that means that I have never been here ever before. And I don't know what anybody looks like or anything.
Shh. Honey, I think I hear somebody coming. Shh. Well, hello. I mean, how do you do? I'm Shari, Shari Lewis, and this is my friend Lamb Chop. And this is her harmonica. Look, Lamb Chop, I'm going to go inside and play. You can just stay here if that's what you really want to... What? Hmm?
Oh, no. I'm coming too. But first, I have to tell you something.
All right, tell me.
It's a secret.
That isn't polite.
That's my secret.
What's your secret?
I isn't polite.
You aren't polite.
I know I aren't.
No, honey, what are you talking about?
I don't even know how to say how do you do.
Well, you just said it.
Oh, yes, but...
Yes?
You're supposed to shake hands.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't know which hand to how do you do with. I'm going home.
Oh, Lamb Chop. Come on, you think you're the only person who ever forgot which hand to shake with? I mean, I'll bet our friend here forgets sometimes, too. Yes, you, don't you? Sure. Lamb Chop, all you have to remember is... Your right hand is your polite hand.
My right hand is my polite hand. Oh, that's very funny.
What's very funny?
I don't know my right hand.
Oh, well, one hand is right and the other is left.
I thought one was right and the other is wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, if I shake hands with my left hand... That's wrong.
That's right.
That's right.
Lamb Chop, forget it.
Forget it. I never even knew it. I'm going home. Bye.
Oh, dear. Lamb Chop always stumps off like that when she doesn't know something. Or when she gets angry. Can you imagine? And all she had to do was say, how do? To you. Hey, how do you think she'd feel if she had to say how do? To a whole room full of people? Or to a whole boat full of people like Mr. Noah did? Hey, do you know the story about Noah and his ark and all the animals that came to live on his ark?
No, I don't.
Oh, we have a Lamb Chop with us again. Well, according to the story that I know, Noah was told that it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. There would be so much rain that the earth would get all filled up.
Like a big bathtub.
Yes, just like that.
So he took his soap and he took his towel.
No, he just took his family. And they went onto a big, big ark.
Ark?
Ark.
Ark. That sounds like something an animal would say. Ark, ark!
No, an ark was a boat.
Boat!
But, Lamb Chop, there were so many animals on this boat.
How come?
Because Noah was a nice man, you know, and he didn't want the animals to drown. So he took two of every kind of animal,
and you didn't say once upon a time when you started this story.
Oh, you're right. Well, once upon a while ago, when Noah's ark was new... The animals all came aboard, and they lined up.
Two by two.
Right. And Noah knew that he was supposed to stick out his right hand and shake hands and say, How do you do?
But do you know what?
What?
Noah could not remember which was his right hand. So do you know what he did?
What?
He ran into the bathroom on the boat to look at the water faucets on the sink.
He was thirsty.
No.
Dirty?
No. He realized...
Yes.
...that the cold water usually comes out of the faucet on the right side of the sink.
Which means that the hot water usually comes out of the faucet on the left side of the sink.
Isn't that fortunate?
Unfortunately, we got a fancy sink.
What do you mean?
The water comes out of the faucet in the middle.
Oh. Well, Lampchop, look at it this way. When you go to turn on the water...
Yes?
Usually, you turn on the cold water by twisting the handle on the right side of the sink.
The handle on the right side of the sink.
That's right. And if you stand at the sink and you stick your arms straight out in front of you...
Don't crisscross them?
No. Arms straight out in front of you, then the hand that turns on the cold water will be your right hand. You see? Now, that wasn't so hard to remember, what, Lampchop? Lampchop? Oh, can you imagine? She just went to look at your sink. I didn't even get a chance to tell Lampchop that Noah didn't really have a sink with faucets the way we did today because he lived so long ago. I was just teasing her.
I did it! Shabby, I did it! This is my right hand. Hurry up, I found it. Hurry up, shake me.
Oh, shake you. How do you do, Lampchop? You're right.
Thank you.
And do you know, that's just what Noah did when he remembered which was his right hand. Come on, I'll tell you about it. And then every time Noah says, how do you do? You just stick out your right hand. Yes, you at home there. You stick out your right hand and grab a hold of your left hand and shake hands with yourself. And you pretend that you are greeting the animals too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Well, Noah said, how do you do to the doodlebugs? And how do you do to the sheep? And how do you do to the kangaroos who hopped aboard with a leap?
Meow.
What's that?
That's the kangaroos hopping aboard with a leap. Meow.
I see. And he said, how do you do to the elephants? They shook his hand with their trunks.
With their right trunks?
They only have one trunk apiece.
Lucky.
And holding a rose to the end of his nose, he said, how do you do to the skunks?
Why do you suppose he held a rose to the end of his nose?
Well, why do you think?
Because skunks stink.
Lampchop, darling, it's more polite to say they smell.
You say what you like. I say that...
All right. Guess what happened next.
I can't guess.
Well, after the doodlebugs and the sheep and the skunks and everybody had come on board, Noah heard a humming and a buzzing and a growling, and there were more animals for him to say, how do you do to? But poor Noah...
He was exhausted.
Yes, and he was also absent-minded.
What does that mean?
He forgot which was his right hand.
And it's just not very polite to keep running to the bathroom and staring at sink faucets and saying to yourself, stick out your hands, and the cold water handle is the one on the right, and all that.
Well, Noah did not say one thing. Instead, he picked up a book. Oh, I wonder if our friend at home could find a book. For you, Lampchop. Or better still, you there, could you find a book for yourself? Yeah, could you find, a picture book or a magazine? Good. If you do, I will show you another way to figure out which is your right hand. Yeah, have you found a book? Good. Now look at the front of the book. I mean, hold it so that nobody in any of the pictures is standing on his head. Good. Now, make sure that your book is closed. All right. Put one hand on each skinny side of the book. I'll bet you will find that one of your hands is holding a side of the book that is pasted shut, all closed up and locked up tight.
But your other hand? I'll bet your other hand is holding the side that opens right up, the side where you can see the pages. That is the right side of the book, where the pages open right up. Now, are you still holding on to those skinny sides of the book? Good. Tell me, which of your hands do you think is holding the right side? The side that opens right up.
My right hand?
Correct.
My right hand is where the book opens right up.
But the left side is locked up tight.
Oh, I can remember that. The pages open right up on the right.
But the left side of every book is locked up tight.
That rhymes.
What rhymes?
The pages open right up on the right. But the left side of every book is locked up tight. Yum, yum. Ta-da! I got it.
Well, good. All right. Well, now that you and maybe even our friend at home know which is the right hand, why don't you continue to shake hands with yourself? And I will continue to tell you what Mr. Noah said.
And I will continue to I'll play for you.
All right. Noah said, how do you do to the hummingbirds? And how do you do to the bees? And then to the scariest pair of bears, how do you do, if you please? He said, how do you do to the cockatoos? And then, shaking hands with the hogs and ducking the spines of the porcupines, Noah said, how do you do to the frogs? And how do you do to the rattlesnakes? And he hollered, hello, to the boa. And then from every place on the ark, the animals bowed, and then the whole crowd said, how do you do to Noah?
And next time, please, you could figure out a way for me to remember my left hand.
Well, if you can remember your right hand, sweetheart, then the other hand, the one that's left, why, that's your left hand.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, people wear wedding rings on their left hands.
Yes, but you know I'm not married yet.
You're not?
Nah, I'm just a kid. But someday, I am going to get married and have a wedding ring on my hand.
And which hand? Left.
Right.
I mean, correct.
Phew. I'm glad you said that. But someday, as I was saying before I was interrupted.
Yes?
Someday, when I'm a mommy, I am not going to be like some people I know. Anytime my child is hungry, when my child is starving, she'll get something to eat. Even if it is in the middle of the story of Noah, and my child's in a strange house, and she has been told, don't ask for food unless it's offered to you. And
are you hungry, dear? Lampchop, if you're hungry, say so.
So hungry.
And what will you give your child when she's so hungry?
An enormous hunk of bread and pile on the butter.
And where are you going to get the butter?
From the icebox. I'll just take a knife and just...
Where was the butter before it got into the icebox?
In the supermarket. Oh, you know, in the cold place where the milk is and then the eggs. And
yes, but where were the eggs and the milk and the butter before they got to the supermarket?
Oh, they were on a truck.
Yes, you're right. You really are right. They probably were delivered by a truck. But where were they before that? Sweetheart, what I'm trying to get to is, who gives us butter?
Nobody gives it. You have to buy it.
Yes, but where? Where does that butter come from? And that milk and those eggs? Lamb Chop, if you don't know the answer, just say so.
So I don't know the answer. So
I just happen to know a song all about who gives us what. And you know what?
What?
I even know a game that we can play afterwards. But You have to listen very hard, because the answers for this game are hidden in the song. Wait, you'll see. Lamb Chop, give me a note.
You didn't say please.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Please. Oh, that's a nice note, Baa, black sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir, yes, sir. Three bags full. One for your sweater, one for your rug, and one for your blanket to keep you warm and snug. Pretty lamb chop. Cluck, cluck, red hen, have you any eggs? Yes, sir, yes, sir, as many as your legs. Boil 'em for breakfast, scramble 'em for lunch, then come back tomorrow, I'll have another bunch. Go, lamb chop, go! Moo, moo, brown cow, have you milk for me? Yes, sir, as tasty as can be. Churn it into butter, make it into cheese, or freeze it into ice cream, or drink it if you please. Boy, are you busy there. You're gonna get your tongue stuck. Buzz, buzz, busy bee, is your honey sweet? Yes, sir, sweet enough to eat. Spread it on a muffin, stir it in your tea. Lick it off your fingers and think of me. I'm busy as a bee, so think of me. Were you listening hard?
Yeah, you. Oh, okay. Well, now here's the game. Let's see if you can shout out who gives us what. Let's see now. If I want a sweater, who will give me bags full of woolly wool?
Good for you, a sheep.
I didn't know that one.
You didn't?
No.
Oh. Well, all right. I bet our friend at home will know this one, too. Who gives us scrambled eggs?
Right, a hen.
I didn't know that one, neither.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll know this one, lamb chop. Who gives you fried eggs?
You.
What do you mean, me?
You give me fried eggs.
Yes, but who gives me the eggs to fry for you?
You know what?
What?
I don't know that one, neither.
Lamb chop, the hen gives us the eggs. And whether we soft-boil them or hard-boil them or poach them is up to us.
You still didn't tell me who gives us butter. Ha, ha, ha.
I did so.
You did?
Of course. I sang, churn it into butter, make it into cheese, freeze it into ice cream, or drink it if you please. Don't you remember?
You mean we get butter and cheese and ice cream all from the same animal?
Yes, that's right. And from that same animal we get our milk. And can you guess what that animal is? I'll give you a hint. It goes, moo,
right, the cow.
I'm not playing. I'm going home.
Lantra, I thought you were hungry.
I am.
Well, when we get home, I will give you a muffin covered with honey if you can tell me who would it be? Who would it be? Who on earth would it be that gives us the honey?
Don't tell me. I will get it. It would be...
Right.
What's right?
B is right.
B? Oh. B. Right, a bee gives us honey.
Right.
You mean I did it?
That's right.
I win?
Right.
Ta-da! And what do I get for my reward?
For your reward, my dear, you get to make up a who gives us.
Oh, okay. When I go to sleep...
Yes?
Who gives us the wool for my favorite blanket?
Sheep.
Wrong.
How can sheep be wrong?
Because my blanket's nylon.
You said it's wool. I lied.
Ta-da! Kill me.
Is that your idea of a joke?
Isn't that your idea of a joke?
No.
Okay, well then, here's a real who gives us. Are you ready?
I think so.
Who gives us funny stories?
Funny stories?
Yes.
I give up. Who?
You. I fooled you, didn't I?
Ta-da! Wait a minute now. What makes you think I can tell a funny story?
Because I listen to the other side of the record. Ta-da!
All right. I will tell you a funny story. If our friend here at home will help us by turning over this record before I can count to three. Here I go. One. Two.